Hello, my name is Lisa Elvins-Deltore, and this is my channel, Have Roots, Will Travel. And if this is your first time joining us, welcome aboard. I am a genealogist and a passionate traveler. Most of my videos that I intend on doing are going to be about travel and locations and genealogy things. But in this special series, I've been focusing, it's kind of become a passion now, and I've been focusing on les filles du roi, the king's daughters, trying to give each one of these amazing women her time to shine. And every week or so, I'm taking one woman and kind of profiling her. If this is a subject that you are of interest to you, please subscribe and click on that notifications alert so you'll know whenever I post. I'm actually thinking of doing two times a week now, so that could be a happening thing very shortly. But for now, I just want to let you know that I do have a website called Have Roots, Will Travel, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, I'm usually pretty good about responding. And if you have a suggestion about a filles du roi that I haven't yet profiled, please let me know, and I would be happy to put her on the list. I can't tell you when it's going to happen, but I definitely will put her higher up than just the, there's 700 of them. So yeah, give me suggestions and I will definitely put her on the list. And with that, let's get started. So as many of you who are regular viewers of the channel know, I have produced a video called Les Filles du Roi, the program 2.0, in which I talk about the program that was started by the intendant Jean Talon in 1663 in order to populate New France. If you're interested at all in how the program works and how the girls were recruited, this is at least the reference point for you to begin your studies of your ancestors. So I would heartily recommend that. So let's take a look at number 52 that we're doing, episode number 52. So we are featuring number three, which is of the three sisters who came to New France. We had Madeleine, we had Françoise, and now we have Marie. And this completes the trilogy of the sisters. Now, I have talked about it in other videos involving Madeleine and Françoise. They used to be considered filles du roi, and they've kind of been declassified. I still view them as a filles du roi because I think they're amazing and pioneers. And in fact, Marie is the only one who actually received the king's gift, or we have proof that she received the $50. So in other words, to me, that's kind of proof that at least one sister was a king's daughter. Now, why were they declassified? Because they're, generally speaking, a filles du roi had to arrive by herself and receive that king's gift. They arrived, each of those sisters arrived with 1,000 pounds and their father. So that was a big deal. So very different kind of, background in terms of these three sisters. Let's explore Marie and her origins. So Marie was born about 1656 in the city of Paris, France. That's all we know. These are just kind of illustrations of what Paris looked like at that time. Her parents were the squire Goodbaume, Reclus, and Marie Vianneau. Now, what happened next? So Marie, Madeleine, and Françoise, plus their father, all traveled on Le Jean-Baptiste, and she arrived in New France on August 15, 1671. So remember I told you she had £1,000 for a dowry, just like her sisters. Who did she select to marry? Now the fellow that she selects, his name is René Baudouin. Notice the spelling, which is now Baudouin, which is a very common name in Quebec. He was born in 1651 in the village of Courcival, which is a tiny, tiny place with only about 198 people now. It is now part of the Pays de la Loire region, which used to be the ancient province of Maine near Le Mans, and it's now part of the département of Sarthe. So his parents were Jacques Baudouin and Madeleine Pichon. You can see where Courcival is in the upper right map. And then just to give you an idea of like how these you know, how this particular area was. I wanted to show you the little provinces that kind of make up all of the places. So you can see Sarthe is right there. So it would be in that neck of the woods. Now, the Church of Saint-Brice de Courcelles was built in the 11th century. The only remains of the original building are the north wall of the place and two Romanesque bays, which are part of the church. The church was enlarged in the 15th and 16th century by the addition of chapels and a bell tower. It was restored in the 19th century, but ultimately fell to ruins. René would emigrate with his sister Marguerite, who married Séverin Arnault, and his brother Jacques, who would marry Françoise Durand. Judging by his sister's wedding date, it appears that they were in New France by 1662. That would put René at about 11 years of age. I'm thinking they were orphans. That's what I'm thinking. So, you know, note to self. Don't have any, you know, firm evidence of that, but definitely this is something. So he would have been in New France for about 10 years, a decade, before he would, contract into a marriage with Marie. Marie and René were married on October 12, 1671, and at Champlain, Quebec. Marie was given the king's gift, not of £50, but of £100. I correct myself from previous slides. Marie's father signed this contract and was a witness to the wedding. So this was the last wedding so he was present at two of his three daughters. He would then depart for France. Now, René and Marie would settle at Champlain, Quebec, which is about 10 miles north of Three Rivers and about 60 miles south of Quebec City. And just to give you an idea of how beautiful this place is, it's actually a member of the Association of the Most Beautiful Villages of Quebec. Yes, they actually have an association called that. The name of the town comes from the Champlain River, which of course was named for Samuel de Champlain, who himself named the river after himself in 1632. The Seigneurie of Champlain was begun in 1664, and the first seigneur of this land was Étienne Bézard de la Touche, and it was he who officially gave the name Champlain to the town. Concessions of the land were given to the first settlers in 1667. So Marie and René were truly among the first pioneers. And I just wanted to give you kind of a bird's eye view of Champlain. This is actually on the bottom right. This is actually, you know, kind of an aerial view of what Champlain looks like. This is the church that exists there now. And here in the upper right, middle right, is actually an artist's recreation of what the first church would have looked like. I thought that was amazing. And then, of course, a map to kind of situate you into where Champlain is. This little piece of paper here is the 1681 census, and we can see René Baudouin is listed as 36 years old, and they have Marie, or the spelling of her name is interesting, Glou, was 25. Their children are Marie's, who was 7, Madeleine 5, René 3. They possess 1 gun, 4 goats, and 20 enfants à valeur. So they actually have quite a bit of land here. So this is kind of, and that's kind of par for the course when you show up in a place and you're among the first pioneers. So 20 enfants would be about 15 to 18 acres of land. And so they would go on to have 7 children. Let's have a look at them. Marie-Jeanne would marry Michel-Ignace Dizy de Montplaisir and would have 13 children, 9 of whom reached adulthood. Marie-Madeleine would marry François Lucas and have 2 children, both of whom reached adulthood. Upon his death, she would then remarry Pierre Dizy de Montplaisir. Yes, that's her sister's husband's brother, and would have 6 children, all of whom would make it. Marie-Renée would marry François Bigot and have 5 children, 4 of whom made it to adulthood. Then we have Anne Charlotte, who would marry Alexis Rio and have 2 children, both of whom make it to adulthood. In an unusual note, Anne Charlotte did not marry until she was 34 years old. So that's kind of why she only had, I think, the 2 children. Not sure why, you know, one of those questions I'd love to have the answer to. René married Jacqueline Poisson and had 1 son who made it to adulthood. And Jacques married Angélique Michel Poisson, who was his sister-in-law, and had one child who made it to adulthood before his untimely death at 34. Michel Ignace married Jeanne Poisson, the sister, another sister-in-law, and had one child before his untimely death at 38. We do not have a death record for Marie. What we do know is that her husband René remarried on September 17, 1697. She was present and not listed as deceased at the wedding of her daughter, Marguerite, on January 12, 1695. So we can estimate that her death occurred sometime between 1695 and 1697. We have to presume that she is buried in the cemetery of Champlain, unless she was in a hospital at Quebec City and was buried there. More research is definitely needed for this. She would have been about 39 to 40 years of age, and she would be the first of her sisters to pass away. On a much brighter note, she actually is the sister that, as of 1729, had the most descendants. She had 96 descendants. Alive at the at 17 in the year 1729 when they took this study. Although Marie's life was truly cut short, we know that her contribution remains, and I would love to hear from some of the descendants of this particular line. We thank her for her contribution and her sacrifice. Life was certainly not easy for any of the Vaclav sisters, and it is through her actually that we even have some kind of proof that all three sisters could have been filles du roi. So with that, I will leave you, and we will explore another filles du roi in episode number 53. Until then, au revoir.